Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is Jaden. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hi, Jaden. John here on the line. I'm transferring over Theodore Jones for the Roundup case.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sir.
Hi, Theodore.
Yeah, how you doing, sir?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay. Who am I speaking with?
My name is Jaden. I just want to let you know this is on a recorded line. Can I have your last name?
Jones, Jones.
And then what was the spelling on the first name?
Theodore, Theodore.
Perfect. Thank you for confirming. And then
Thank
again, I just want to let you know this is on a recorded line. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Say that again, sir.
Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yes.
Perfect. And did you already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim, sir?
No.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter or signed documents with another law firm?
No, sir.
You have not? Perfect. And were you or yourself or someone you loved ever diagnosed with a type of cancer after spraying Roundup?
Me, myself.
And then just to confirm, do you know what type of cancer you were diagnosed with?
Yes, I was diagnosed with God damn it. I'm in stage one. It's a D something. I don't know. The name I could pronounce it, I really can't pronounce it, but it's Hodgkin's lymphoma cancer.
Okay.
I don't know how to pronounce them words when it comes down to the big ones like that.
Oh, man. And it was non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yes, sir.
I'm very sorry about that. Have you had more than one diagnosis of the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Did I have more than one, you said?
Yes.
No, not that I know of. Not to my knowledge.
Perfect. And then we would be filing this claim for yourself, correct?
Yes, sir.
And what year were you diagnosed? Do you know the date?
I can't forget it. August 16, 2016.
I'm very sorry about that, sir. And what was your age at the time of diagnosis?
45, my best ones, the good ones.
Got you. Thank you for confirming. And where did you spray Roundup? Was it at home? Was it at work? Both?
Home.
Okay.
Home.
And then can I have the home address that you sprayed Roundup at?
218 Whippin.
What was the last, or how'd you spell that?
W-I-C-K-H-A-M.
Wickham.
It's Columbus, Georgia.
And then I'm just going to read off the address I have. I have 282 Wickham, W-I-C-K-H-A-M Drive, Columbus,
yeah,
Georgia, 31907.
Yeah, 218, right?
Oh,
218.
218, sorry.
Yeah, 218 Wickham Drive.
218 Wickham Drive, Columbus, Georgia, 31907.
Yes.
Perfect. Sorry about that. And then, did any of your colleagues, neighbors, friends, family, anyone else spray Roundup and have a similar experience?
No, because I'm the one who's running around experimenting.
I understand. And you said you were about 45 at the time of diagnosis?
45, exactly, yes.
And do you have a birth certificate?
Do I have a birth certificate?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Perfect. And how? Just to confirm, how many years have you been spraying Roundup for?
About 10.
10 years. Do you know what year you
10.
Started and what year you stopped?
I started it and used it in 2006.
2006
and
to 2006.
Once I got that, I stopped.
And have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Yes.
Perfect.
You
and
said,
if, sorry, what were you saying? Sorry about that.
You said you mean have I used it for more than 10 days?
So 10 days or at least 10 days or more. It doesn't have to be consecutive, but over the 10 years that you've been spraying.
Yes, yes.
Perfect. And then the phone that we're speaking on, is this a smartphone or a landline?
This is a iPhone, my phone, my cell phone.
Then, awesome. And then are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Awesome. And then I just have to ask for medical purposes, if you have any history of the following, please let me know. Any HIV or AIDS, organ transplant, autoimmune disease, hepatitis B or C, Epstein-Barr, rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, diabetes, cancer requiring chemotherapy, or family history of cancer?
Yeah, I do have a family, but there ain't really too much cancer going on in there. But me, myself, I got it.
And so no other cancer other than the non-Hodgkin's for you?
No, no.
And did you have anything else on that list, or any history of anything else on that list?
No, not the Kifo. How you say this damn word, man? Kifo. I don't really know how to say it, but it's basically. But the cancer is in my left lung.
Okay. And so did you have so? Everything I read off, did you have anything from there? So HIV, AIDS, organ transplant,
no.
Autoimmune disease? No.
No, I did. They did the test for HIV and AIDS. No.
And then any Epstein-Barr, rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, diabetes, or family history of cancer?
No.
Okay. And then the main diagnosis was non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yes.
Perfect. And then can I... Just 1 second. Sorry. And then can I have this spelling on your first, middle, and last name, please?
I don't have a middle name. I just got my first and last. Theodorejones.
Mm-hmm.
First and last.
And then can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Male.
And are you currently married?
No. Can't trust him.
No worries. And then can I have your this next part is for HIPAA medical HIPAA purposes. Can I have your date of birth?
05/29/1971.
And then can I have your full social?
The full or last four? The last four.
We request the full if you have it.
I'll give you the last four. I don't know. 8254.
And then you didn't have the full one? Or did you have the full social?
I have the full, but I don't really like giving it over like that. But it's 09056-8254.
I'm just going to read this back to you. I have 09056. Wait, so sorry.
Uh-huh.
09056-8254.
Yeah.
And then date of birth I have is 05/29/1971.
Yes.
Perfect. And how did you first learn of a connection between Roundup and your injuries? So how did you first learn that Roundup or spraying Roundup could potentially cause the diagnosis you had of non-Hodgkin's?
I seen it on the TV, the commercial, when they were saying that you used it this and you got this. At first I thought it was bullshit, but I'm like, nah. I sat back for a while. And I said, you know what, let me try this. And then I went online, and I like, and that's how I got into it.
No worries. Perfect. Thank you. That's all we need. When did you first become aware of the injuries? So when was this? Like this year, last year, a few years ago?
August 16th, when I got diagnosed. But I was feeling it before then. And then when I went to the doctor, I was diagnosed with it.
Okay. And then can I have your height and weight?
About 5'6", about, I would say 5'6", 5'7", and
gotcha.
I'd say about 155.
Perfect. Gotcha. 5'6", 155. And then can I have your primary email address?
Theo Jones, Theojones, 525@gmail.com.
Perfect. And then the main phone number this that I'm going to put on the file, the same number we're speaking on, is 470-931-9060.
Yes, sir. Excuse me.
And then how many times per year did you use Roundup?
Or per month? I would use about 45 times.
45 times per year?
Yeah.
And then did you spray Roundup for at least one full year before your diagnosis? So if you were diagnosed in 2016, were you spraying in 2015?
Yes.
Perfect. And thank you for confirming. You said you started in 2006?
2006, I first started using that weed killer stuff. The weed killer Roundup. Well, you might as well say human killer, too. Yeah.
And then stopped in around 2016, around your diagnosis?
Yes.
Got you. And thank you for confirming. Was it applied seasonally, yearly, monthly?
Seasonally. Well, I would do it monthly. Basically, I would do it monthly in the season. Once I would start, when it started getting hot.
Okay. So monthly and seasonally. And then how was it applied? Hand sprayer, backpack, tractor with hoses?
I put it in a bottle. And we'll use a spray bottle.
And when you were spraying, did you? Perfect. Like the hand sprayer?
Yeah, like a hand spray bottle, that little water, a little spray bottle, fill it up and with water and that Roundup, and go around the house, around the back, and get all the weeds.
Perfect. And did you use any protective gear when applying Roundup?
No, didn't. I got exposed.
Okay. No worries. And then, if I may ask, where did you apply to and how big of an area? I do know it was residential. Was it like a farm or like a fence or home garden?
My home garden and around the fence of the backyard and the front yard. All around the side of the house where the weed be growing on the side. I was playing it everything. I was just playing crazy with it.
Gotcha. And then so I have residential, home, garden, and backyard. What state did you use the product in? Was it only Georgia?
Perfect. In Georgia. Mm-hmm.
Awesome. And was your exposure occupational, commercial, agricultural, residential? What would you say?
The exposure to me, it was when I was doing it in my yard.
These next couple of questions are going to be pretty easy. How were you first exposed to Roundup? Was it home gardening?
Yeah.
And then how were you exposed? Was it directly or indirectly?
Directly.
And did you personally spray Roundup yourself?
Yes, I sprayed it myself, yeah.
Perfect. And how often were you present during the application of Roundup?
Each time, because nobody else would do it.
Perfect. And how many hours of it, or how many exposures to Roundup have you had in your lifetime? So from 2006 to 2016, it could be 100, 200, less, more?
It might have been around that, or might have been a little more. It's hard to use it without getting it on you. But at this time, when it do get on you, you didn't think about what the damage it could be doing later. I didn't think about it. Well, I'll go out there with shorts on, t-shirt, and get the spraying, you know?
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, again, it's nothing to do with the consumer. At the time when you guys were spraying it, I 100% put it on the producer and how concentrated, what they put into the products that you're using. It's nothing to do with you buying it. You were just using the product in good faith.
Exactly.
It's up to you. How many exposures do you think you had? It could be 100, 200, less.
It could be 100.
Probably 100. Mm-hmm. It's to the best of your knowledge. It's whatever you think you're using it. If you weren't using it too much or you used it a lot 1 year, but then not as much the next year, it's up to you. Just whatever you think.
No. I would use it. It depending on how when the grass and start growing and stuff like that. It depends on how long I let the weeds and stuff stay there for more of use because I'm a user.
Got you. Yeah. So, it just depends. Like wherever it was needed.
Yes.
I'll leave it at 100 exposures for right now. Okay. This next question, it could be a yes or no. Did you ever get your water from a well, like a water well?
No.
Perfect. Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides?
What do you mean to say that again?
Have you ever
exposed?
exposed to any other herbicides? So any other like type of like herbicide sprays?
No.
Okay. Have you ever been exposed to benzene?
Benzene?
Benzene.
No, sir.
Got you. And have you ever been exposed to Agent Orange?
No.
Perfect. And what type of Roundup was... Sorry?
One second. Agent Orange. That Agent Orange, ain't the thing that all them army men was going
yes.
through or something like... No, hell no. I ain't never been to that one.
No worries. Perfect. Yeah, it was used by the U.S. in the Vietnam War. I think it was kind of used as a tactical... used by the U.S. part of herbicide war. Yeah, herbicide warfare. But if you were never in the army during that time, you probably were not exposed to it.
No. Uh-uh.
Oh, perfect. And what type of Roundup was used? Was it concentrate, premix?
It was concentrate. I would mix it myself.
Okay, and where and when was the Roundup purchased? Was it like a Home Depot, Lowe's?
It was Walmart.
Walmart?
Yeah.
Okay. And do you have any receipts of your Roundup purchases? Any Roundup in your possession? It's okay if not.
Yeah, I could probably find a few of them.
Oh, so. you may have some in your possession?
I might have some, yeah. Okay.
Do you have any receipts of the Roundup?
Yes, that was what he was asking me. I was saying I should have some.
Okay, and then Roundup in your possession as well? Like the actual bottle itself? No.
I don't got my possession no more.
That's fine. No worries. And have you ever smoked?
Have I ever what?
Ever smoked?
Yes, I smoked. Yeah.
Got you. And got you. Wait. And then number of years smoked, if it was like a consistent thing?
I smoke some weed every now and then, but cigarettes I was smoking, but
relatable.
I fell back and started taking nasty to me, so I just, kind of stopped.
No worries. I'll just put like a year. If they ask,
okay,
ask. It's just like personal information about you and your health. It's not, they'll just go over it with you again.
Let's say, sorry. Yeah, we can say you.
And then, are you currently employed?
No, sir.
No worries. And have you lost any time from work because of surgery or time-related or treatment?
No. Well, you could say, like, what I would say is the only time I really would bother my work habits is if I was feeling down, like, or hurt, like, like I wasn't pain, like.
Do you remember like a point in time where you had to take like months or weeks off of work or anything like that?
No.
Okay, no. That's good. It's maybe just like a few sick days if like you had chemo the day before and you had to come in.
No, if I'm feeling bad, I'm just going in. I knew I had it anyway, so.
Got you. No. And have you ever been in the military?
No, never.
Perfect. And then this next one is just claims in court cases. Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No, sir.
Have you ever filed a disability or workers' compensation claim?
No, sir.
And have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No, sir.
And then other than minor traffic offenses like parking tickets, have you ever been convicted of a crime or anything like that?
No, sir.
No worries. And then this last part is just, we're just going to go over your... Like the hospital you're treated at, do you know the name of the hospital?
St. Francis. It's Columbus. It's in Columbus. On Manchester. I'll give you the address if you want.
I looked it up. I'm going to read off one to you. If it's incorrect, just let me know. I have 2122 Manchester XB, Columbus, Georgia, 31904.
Yes.
Awesome. Just going to put this down really quick, and then we'll move up. And again, we're almost done here. Do you remember the name of the doctor you were treated by?
Andrew Peepas.
Andrew.
Peepas. That's how I say it. But it's spelled like as P-I-P-P-A-S. P-Pod.
P-I. Oh, okay, perfect. Awesome. Andrew Peepaws, MD.
Yeah.
Able to find him pretty quick.
That name stands out. It's like a different name. That's how you can know. Like Peepaws and Andrew, a basic name a lot of people got, but you won't see the Peepaws when that, you know.
Yeah. I have, just let me know. Does this phone number sound correct? I have 706-320-8700.
I'm not sure about that one. That's the number for him?
Yeah, I have his address as 1831 Fifth Avenue for Columbus, Georgia, 31904. I think it's close to the St. Francis one, but I'll put both numbers. I'll put the St. Francis one as well.
Okay.
For St. Francis, I have 706-596-4000.
Yeah, you could put that one. You could do that one.
And if I may ask, how has your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life? So how is having lymphoma, like, for stress, work?
Well, to be honest, I try, and people say I shouldn't be like this, but I, like, have to take, because I'm on, I was taking oxycodone, right? But, like, I'm be honest, like, I'm not afraid to die, so it'd be like, they'd be like, well, why is that? Because I know one day I'm going to go, we all going to go, so it's just like I just live like, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. I can't be stressed over it or feel depressed about it because it's something I have, and there's nothing I can do about it and nothing they can do about it, so I just live with it. When you live with it, you feel better.
At the time, were you stressed or anything like that, or scared, or were your family anything?
I was a little scared. I wasn't really worried about my family part, but I was just a little, first I was going, because when you know when you had cancer, you know, you just start thinking of all kind of crazy shit. So you're like, damn, I got cancer. Like, damn, I got cancer. Like,
yeah.
It's really a hard pill to swallow at the beginning, but
yep.
As you start living that day on, and you start, some days you good, some days you bad. So it's just regular to me, you know? But like I said, I never had a lawsuit before. So when I seen that, and I know I got this from that, so I'm like, well, maybe I could try my luck. Shit, what the hell?
Yeah. And thank you. Thank you for spending the time to speak about all of this again. If I may ask, do you have medical records that would indicate your cancer diagnosis and type?
Yes, I can get those.
Perfect. And then I'm just going to confirm the name of the hospital that we have here. It's St. Francis. The doctor was Andrew Peepaws.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew P-I-P-P-A-S.
Yes.
And then what was the date of your treatment, if I may ask?
The date of my first treatment?
Wow, yes.
I did my chemo, it was in September.
September.
My chemo was in September, and it lasted all the way to 2017, February. So I would have to go once a month for 6 months, do
gotcha.
It every six cycles. And that's kind of like the worst, too, because like I said, I don't really like needles.
Once a month, it was six cycles?
Yeah, it was once a month, six cycles. You got to sit there for 3.5, 3 hours. I never really got out of there. I always say, oh, you're only going to be 3 hours, 4 hours, tough. I never got out of there before 3 hours.
Mm. Got you. And again, I'm very, very sorry about this. When you were being treated, did you receive stem cell transplants, chemotherapy, immunotherapy, radiation, surgeries?
No, I just did the chemo.
Okay. Yeah. And then can I have your full home address?
218 Wickham, WITKHAN Drive, 31907, Columbus, Georgia. This dog is going to make me kill him.
And then I'm just going to read this back to you. I have 218 Wickham Drive, Columbus, Muskogee County, Georgia, 31907. Oh, Muskogee.
Muskogee.
Muskogee. I'm sorry. Muskogee. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And then for this last part, we will request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you. This just ensures that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case when we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. The emergency contact that you want to put down, do they live with you or not live with you?
They don't live with me, but they live close by me.
And do we have permission to contact this person?
Yeah, it's my cousin, Leslie.
Leslie. And my cousin. Perfect. And their first name is Leslie?
Yeah, L-E-S. It's two S's, I think. L-E-S-S-I. Well, I just call Elaine. Just put Elaine. E-L-A-I-N-E.
What was the first name?
Her first name is Leslie Hall. But we all, everybody call her Elaine. That's so when you call, you can say Elaine. E-L-A-I-N-E.
E-L-A-I-N-E. And then what was her phone number?
914. And 619-0154.
619-0154.
Yep. 61914 is the area code.
And then so for Elaine, I have 914-619-0154.
Yep. 0154.
And then the home address and the address that you sprayed it at are both the same, correct? So your current home address is the same address that you were spraying Roundup at? Or is it a different address or anything?
It's this address, but I did mostly for this address, but I would go and do my sister or my cousin. I do people that I know. You know what I'm saying?
Was it like every month?
What I do everybody every month? No, I would just basically do myself.
Okay. So most of the roundup was at your crib or your house?
Yeah.
Gotcha. And then I just want to confirm some information before I send this over or send out our documents. The date of birth I have on file is 05/29/1971.
Yes.
That's May 29th of 1971.
Yeah, May 29th, 1971.
And then the social I have on file is 09056-8254.
Yeah.
And then the primary email I have is theojones@gmail.com.
Yes.
The main phone number I have is 470-931-9060.
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Yep. I'm going to send these documents over. They should come through to either your email or your text message.
Uh-huh.
Just let me know as soon as you do get them.
What did you do now? Did you text them now?
Should come through in like a few seconds.
You did it to my email. Mm-hmm. Kelly Shapen, that one says Kelly Shapen, something like that. Welcome to Dusk Design.
And then, what was the name on it?
It says, "Welcome to Dusk DOC Usign." And the message and data rates may apply. Message frequently varies. Requires help. And it says under that, Kelly Shapen. Mass Tort Strata wants to send you a strat. That's what you're talking about, that?
Yeah. So, it should have gone through to either probably your main address or your Gmail or your text message. As soon as you get it, just open. Sorry?
Oh, so press the blue. It came through my text message. So, press the blue thing.
Yeah, so click on the link. As soon as you do click on the link, it's going to ask you to either continue or review and act on these documents. As soon as you do pass through, you'll see the actual document itself. Sorry?
They say, do you agree to receive best message from Mass Tort Strategy?
Yep.
So I press yes?
And then just agree, continue, or whichever is next.
Okay.
Hello.
Okay, now it's got security check. The assembly was also sent by email to Theo Jones. Recognize his email, continue to review. Don't recognize his email, decline to sign. So what I press continue?
Just continue through, and then it'll take you to the actual documents themselves. That's just DocuSign asking you to like confirm who you are, or confirm that. Like,
on these documents.
Perfect.
And press and I agree.
Yes, please.
Hit the box, and it says sign it. Please sign. Just press continue, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I press continue. Now it's got a page on a roundup week collaboration contract of employment. And
then on the top left, it's going to ask you to start. Just click on that, and then it's going to have you fill in like little signatures.
Okay.
It's either a draw to sign or just your initials, whichever one it'll have you do. Just continue through that until it says finish at the bottom, and then should be good to go for the day.
Let me see. Okay.
No worries.
So these right here, it says, try to make it bigger, but they came in small. Well, it says client signature, attorney signature on the other side. I got client signature, client signature, client signature. Wait a minute. This thing, I can't make it big. Client signature, okay. And then they got client signature again. But on the top one, it don't got no name, but on the bottom one, that client signature got Theodore Jones. And then they got clinic name. Then they got 218 Wickham Drive. Then they got street from the city, state Columbus. And then they got my telephone number. Then they got my email address.
Perfect. Okay. Yeah. And then if all is good, then we should.
But I don't see no no signature under the
So if any of the boxes are like unfilled, or just look to complete all the boxes.
Well, like I said, the top one accepted on it, don't I mean Theodore Jones initial T. Joyous signature. I pressed something and said joyous signature.
Sorry?
I've seen something I pressed on that said joyous signature.
Oh, okay. So are the... What does it say on the bottom right? Does it say finish?
No.
Or one of them's missing?
Yeah, remember the one... how the one that was missing was...
Try to click on whichever box is missing, and then see if it'll open it up, and then see if you can act on that.
Okay, let me see. Because now I'm going to open it. Okay, now I'm going to go back to it. Oh, sorry, it took me to the beginning. Continue. Okay, it's going on dot sign. Allow. Continue. Now it's back to that thing. Continue. So now it's a start. I know it's back to that star up in the corner again. And
yep. And then was that able to go?
Now, the box I was telling you about, okay. Mm-hmm. Only thing I see on it where it says it don't got no attorney signature, that's blank. And then it got, like I said, it's something with a yellow thing on it. But when I pressed it, it took me to the next page and it was telling me to sign.
Yep.
My signature.
Perfect.
Should I do that?
Yep. And then and then after that, I think it should push you through.
I don't like these things when you got to sign like that when your handwriting come out all messed up.
Oh, I'm sorry, but it's...
You know, but I think you got to use your hand to do it.
Yeah. I'm sorry. It doesn't have to be the most legible or neat one, just, you know, to the best of your knowledge, so we know it's you signing.
Oh, my God, this is definitely not. I'm going to try to get it right, though.
No worries.
This is kind of like, you know, you got like a magic marker thing. Like H. Oh, would I just put my initials, you think? That'll be better?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to That's what I think it is. TJ, okay. A dot and sign, right?
Yep.
Okay, now, this went to another page.
Perfect. Okay. Yeah, it's going to push you through a few. Just continue to, or just keep.
My social and all that. Okay, yeah. So just go on down. Wait a minute. If you go all the way down, it says finish. But it got that same thing where it looked like it wanted me to sign like I just showed you.
Sorry?
Look, I said on this thing, on this yep. form, it got all that information. But on some of the spots, I think they want me to just do the signature.
Yeah.
So should I put on them things and just do the signature?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I mean, yeah. Okay, I see what you're saying. Let me do it again.
All right.
Just skip down. Okay. Wait a minute. I gotta just go to this next one. Oh my God, okay. Yeah. Okay. Add and adopt that one too.
Yep.
Okay. And this one. And that one, okay. Signature again. Signature again.
Almost, or was that able to complete? It's just the signatures. You just have to fill them out and then continue.
It's just, it says down here, I got to the bottom where it says finish. I was just
Perfect.
Checking them back. Yeah. Yeah, so go to finish.
Yes, please. And then I will double check to see if these went through.
It says you're done signing.
Awesome.
All parties have completed. Round up. So you have... It says you're done signing. You may download a print using the icons above to learn more about signing.
Perfect.
Click.
Awesome. So, yeah, as long as that went through, you're good to go. I'm going to send you a text from my personal number. I'm going to, it'll have my name, my office hours. If you have any questions before the attorneys reach out to you, you can text me. But for right now, you're good to go, all right?
Okay.
But I'll send you a text from my personal number. So if you do have any additional questions, you can reach out to me, okay?
Okay.
Awesome.
Okay, no problem. Thank
you. Perfect. Thank you. Have a good day. Thank you for speaking about this.
Thank you.